Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rock and Wrestling Podcast, rockwrestlingpodcast.podomatic.com. That's our website. My name is Tyler Black. I'm joined, as always, by Big Nigger Jim. What's going on, Jim?
What's happening, dude?
Not much. Good. We got a lot of shit to talk about and a lot of nothing to talk about because there's nothing going on.
There really wasn't. It was pretty big week last week. Fucking marriage equality.
Oh,
that's
fucking
pretty big
that
news.
That shit happened.
Fucking props to our gay brothers and sisters out there.
Hell yeah, good brothers too sweet me.
Good brothers too sweet me. Wow.
We got a big Japan show coming up on Saturday at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I don't think because I'm a house sitting for Josh and his girlfriend again, so I'm probably gonna watch it like the next day or something.
Or that day.
Well, maybe, I don't know. They don't have. I guess I could bring my Roku stick over there, but I don't
know.
It is
only a stick.
Yeah. I don't want to bother with it.
Putting it inside a hole and making it go.
Put it inside a hole and make it go.
Yep.
That's
how I got through college.
That's good advice. I'll probably watch it like later on that day. After it happens, I'm not gonna worry about watching it at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I might try to wake up early, watch it. I'm actually going on Friday night, and I think I have to open Saturday morning anyway, so as might as well just already be up watching fucking Brock Lesnar throw around Kofi Kingston and watch Finn Balor win a title.
Right. Yeah. So it's gotta happen. It just seems like Kevin Owens is about to win the US title.
I hope so.
That's what's gonna happen, I think. If it's not at this one, then it's definitely gonna be at SummerSlam.
So, did you watch Raw?
I did. I mean,
did you watch Tough Enough?
I did.
And the main event, did you watch Vendetta?
I did.
Yeah.
Watched all those things.
Yeah. So, what were your overall thoughts on Raw?
Boring.
So
boring as fuck, except for Kevin Owens, Cena, and Cesaro. Cesaro and Cena put on a fucking hell of a match.
Did you ever think that John Cena would be the best part of Raw?
I never did. Like, I never thought I would enjoy seeing Cena walk out, but now that I know that Kevin Owens is going to be shortly behind him, it's become great. It's become my favorite fucking part of the show, and I think that's why a lot of people are cheering.
Yeah.
That's why more people are cheering whenever Cena comes out, because they're thinking the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, now it's something I can be invested in.
Yeah. Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you.
Sure, there's always room for one more.
Sorry. Anyway, I'm just getting off on Rocky and Bullwinkle shit.
Get that fucking moose out of here. You know, I like mooses.
Moose and squirrel. But yeah, dude, fucking Cesaro and Cena.
Oh, that match is awesome.
Fucked the house down, dude. It was so
good. He finally swung John Cena around. Every time he was getting a match with John Cena, he would get to start swinging him and Cena would reverse it or something or some bullshit. He finally gave him the swing and I was like, yes.
Kill that. Has he had a match with John Cena yet?
He's had several matches with John Cena.
That's what I thought. But this one was like perfect.
They have good matches every time they wrestle.
Yeah. I really hope, like, I don't know, like, I really would like there to be some goodwill for Cesaro after having that good of a match on television.
Every time Cesaro has an awesome match on TV, like, people are like, oh, yeah, Cesaro had an awesome match. Let's do something with Cesaro. And then nothing happens after.
Yeah. And, you know, I was thinking, it's like, they could so easily, because he looks so much like the fucking Swedish Jason Statham. He looks so much like Jason Statham that they could
put on Swiss.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. Anyway.
Sweden over here. Switzerland.
I don't know what to call him. So anyway, he could be like the Swiss Jason Statham. They could put on some kind of like suave fucking, like almost like the transporter kind of gimmick on him. They could put something on like that and put him with the authority. And he could be like their fucking, like, almost like fucking hitman, if you will.
Yeah, he could be their muscle instead of Kane.
Yeah. Yeah, he would be like their fucking, like, super suave, fucking calm, cool, and collected fucking hitman, you know?
All you need to do is have him beat the shit out of everybody. And then the authority brings him in and he beats shit out of everybody. And then, like, he's like, all right, you want to fuck around? You got a match with Cesaro now. And they're like, oh, shit, I don't want to have a match with Cesaro. He beats the shit out of everybody. And then there you go. Now you have a badass. Just add water. It's not that hard.
Yeah. Swig a Kool-Aid for the Swiss, man.
Yeah, hell yeah, swig a Kool-Aid. What flavor you got now?
Oh, the same flavor, only this time. Because I always seem to run out of it before the show ends. I got a whole fucking Kool-Aid Man pitcher.
Nice.
Of it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That I fucking made up. I got this pitcher fucking years ago with the points on the back of the fucking boxes.
Yeah. Nice.
Because my grandpa used to drink the sugar-free cherry Kool-Aid. So we had just like the big boxes of it and shit.
How do you get sugar-free Kool-Aid? Because don't you put your own sugar in it?
Well, here's the thing. My grandpa couldn't have sugar. So, but, you know, he enjoyed Kool-Aid. That was like the main thing he fucking drank for the most part. He just, like, after his heart attack, he couldn't have sugar. He couldn't have tea. Like, there is, like, a certain kind of sweetener, I guess, that's in sugar-free that will make it sweet, but it's not sugar. So, you know, I mean, it's probably not good for you, but, you know, is good enough because he lived till fucking 2004 and he had his heart attack in 1990.
But then
he used to have to use like there's this shit called no salt that was salt but didn't have salt in it.
Okay.
I don't know how else. Not really. Like it was hard to explain. Like there was a saltiness to it. Like, you know, like that kind of fucking tang or whatever that salt mm-hmm. would bring, but it didn't taste like salt. It didn't taste exactly like it. It's really hard to explain. But he had all those, like, dietary things he had to adhere to after the heart attack, so.
There was no Brock Lesnar on Raw.
You want to come on with that here. Yeah, no Brock, no Paul, which is a bummer. And I think it really made the show suffer if Paul Heyman could have just been there, they might have probably wouldn't have saved the whole show. But if he would have came out like in the beginning when Seth Rollins called him a fucking dirty, slimy, fat slug or whatever the fuck he called him in the beginning of the show.
I missed that part.
Yeah, yeah. It was when he was giving J&J Security and Kane all of their
gifts. I missed the majority of the opening segment until he brought out the car because I was still on my way home. And the Comcast app that lets me watch Raw on my phone wasn't working for USA for some strange reason.
That sucks. So, yeah, I was in the kitchen and I just had it playing in the living room. And I was just kind of listening to it and I was cooking chili dogs, so I was like making the chili in the microwave and shit and just looking at the TV. And he like gave J&J Security and Kane the fucking Apple iWatch.
Mm-hmm.
Gave him that, and then gave J&J Security a fucking Cadillac. I think it was a Caddy.
Yeah.
And the girl that presented it, I swear to God, looked exactly like Noelle Foley, but it wasn't her.
I thought she said it was her.
She said on Twitter that it wasn't her.
She said, "Don't I make an."
She
awesome-
said on Twitter that it wasn't her.
She said, "Don't I make an awesome car model?"
Yeah, she said that because I think everybody thought it was her.
Mm. All white bitches with blonde hair look the same.
No, like she wasn't fucking. She didn't have the fucking like thick curves and shit that Noelle Foley has. So
The Mick jeans kicking in.
Boy. So yeah, she. I don't think it was. Who knows? But yeah, so they got a car, and then Kane got a vacation to Hawaii, which I can only assume will lead to some horrible vignettes.
I doubt it's going to get any follow up at all.
I hope not, dude. I really hope not. Like I thought, I hope he's just gone.
I would love to see Kane in Hawaii. We don't get horrible vignettes enough. We get nothing but talking backstage and Jack Swagger matches.
Oh my God, dude. I blinked and Jack Swagger was there last night. I did. Like, he was just there. Like, I looked away for like 2 seconds. There's Jack Swagger. Where the fuck did you come from, pal? Who let you out of your cage? Has he been injured or something? Or just.
Nope.
They don't know what to do with him.
He's in purgatory.
They just don't know what to do?
Nope.
Wow. He hasn't even done anything on Main Event or anything?
I don't know. I don't follow the career of Jack Swagger that closely, but I can tell you if you just give me 1 minute. Tell me some other thoughts on Raw while I look up Jack Swagger's recent endeavors.
I did hear that he wants, that Swagger does want out of this contract.
I would too. Fuck.
Yeah. So he's not happy with where he's, with what they're doing with him, which is nothing. You know, they got nothing for him. I don't know why they can't fucking make anything stick with this guy. It's ridiculous.
I think it's probably has something to do with him being the worst world champion they've ever had.
Yeah.
Let's see. Last time he works house shows. He's been in a house show program with Brad Maddox the last couple weeks.
Oh, that where that dude's been?
Yeah.
That dude?
He wrestled Barrett on SmackDown on June 9th. He wrestled The Miz on the house show loop. He wrestled Wade Barrett on Main Event. So I guess he just wrestles Wade Barrett now.
I guess so. Oh, man.
He had a Main Event feud with Bo Dallas. Him and Bo traded. I remember that feud. I was like, I don't know if I remember that feud. I remember him and Bo having a few matches where they lost to each other a few times and nothing came of it. So
I only remember it from Raw where they were doing that.
Mm-hmm. They brought it back, so.
Yeah, great, because people were clamoring for it. They were just dying for it. Give us Bo Dallas and Jack Swagger just one more time. Overall, Raw was not a great show.
They just had a really good match in the middle, and I'm like,
amazing match.
And the rest of that show, dread.
It was a fairly decent fucking Paige and Alicia Fox. That was pretty good.
Really? I didn't pay attention. I think I was looking at stuff on the internet when that was going on. Like
most of that one, of what I caught of it, because I was still in the kitchen making dinner when that was on. What I caught of it wasn't too bad. And the finish was actually like kind of a clean finish. Like Nikki had gotten up on the ring apron to distract Paige and the ref, and Alicia Fox came up behind Paige and tried to just like roll her up backwards, and Paige just kept the momentum going and pinned Alicia Fox. The pin looked weird because she didn't sit back too far, so it's like Alicia Fox's shoulders were still free.
Mm.
Like, they were still free, and she could have lifted them up at any time off the mat. but she was like sitting there with her. It was almost like somebody fucking had a magnet underneath the goddamn ring holding her fucking arms down because she was like truly acting like she couldn't pick her arms up. It was kind of funny. And I guess Alicia Fox is with the Bellas now or whatever
She's Black Bella.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't get it. Hopefully they bring some bitches from NXT to beat these hoes up.
Seriously.
Or dude, Natty. Like, Natty's not doing anything.
Yeah. She could have came out with Cesaro last night. That would have been cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, she need. I don't understand why they're not doing anything with her.
You see Tyson's scar?
Tyson? Oh, no, I haven't.
He has a fucking nasty scar on the back of his neck with staples in it. It's fucking gross.
Yikes.
Giant neck vagina.
That's fucking pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like Frankenstein or some shit.
That's exactly what it looks like. Tell me about Tough Enough, Jim. How was Tough Enough?
Ooh, Tough Enough. That was getting tough to watch, I'll tell you that.
There was a lot of chicken clucking going on at the end of that show.
Oh boy, dude. I wonder what Jim thinks of this.
I know how you feel about women yelling at each other.
I thought I was at the fucking barnyard. Dude, it was just... I mean, the whole fucking show. But that wasn't my main fucking point of contention with this episode. Okay. Like, I could live with that. That fucking Alex dude. Seriously? Knowledge doesn't mean anything?
Yep.
How the fuck does...
I'm like, this dude's gone. He's not.
He didn't even say wrestling knowledge. He just said knowledge in general.
Yeah.
Like, so don't learn anything ever?
Never.
Knowledge means nothing is what I... Because I sent that to you after I saw it. Because I just couldn't believe it. Because number one, he didn't care about the history of the business. The business or WWE. And
everybody.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, he might as well have just went in his room and packed his bag right after he said that. Because everybody watching is not voting for you. I guarantee you that, buddy. Like, not a fucking soul. And he's like, oh, you don't know anything about wrestling, but wrestling. What?
If, say, Chris Jericho comes back and you are booked to have a match with him. You never seen a Chris Jericho match. Jericho calls a spot like, hey, Codebreaker. And you don't know what the fuck to do because you know nothing about wrestling. Perfect example. Yeah. Like, no one as much as you can about fucking who you work with and shit. That shit's important. Knowledge is everything in wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely. Like past, present, future, all of it. Like all of it fucking entails to what's going on in the present. You know, and if that happens, like you're going to make yourself look bad. You're going to make Jericho look, you're going to make a top guy look bad. And that's something you don't want to do. Possibly hurt one of the top guys, one of the legends that isn't even there full time. He's going to come in to fucking entertain everybody and you're going to fucking injure him and send him out before he's supposed to go. You might as well just fucking hang yourself.
Yep.
Before the fans get to you. Because I guarantee you fucking go out there and injure Chris Jericho without any fucking knowledge of how to do anything in the ring. People will kill you. They will kill you with violence.
So they did like swimming shit. So they swim in a swamp to go get an NXT belt off a boat and then swim back.
My man ZZ got a fucking belt.
Hell yeah, my nigga ZZ. This nigga gets my vote every time, even if he's not in the bottom three.
Yeah, amen. That dude's fucking awesome. And like me,
I voted for Sarah Lee because the bottom three was Diana, who wants to go home. And Alex, who doesn't know anything about wrestling and doesn't care to know anything about wrestling.
Oh, man. You know what's funny is that when they came back from commercial, it didn't freeze or anything. It just hung up.
It froze. You froze.
Did it?
Yep. So what happened when they came back from commercial break?
When they came back from commercial break, like Daniel Bryan was calling... He called one of the girls up there, but before he said her name, you could see him look out of the corner of his eye and fucking eyeball that Alex motherfucker. Like, just seething and ready to fucking go at him. Just like, what the fuck do you mean you don't fucking care about the history of the business? And then Hogan jumps in and is like, yeah. Like, if you're going to fucking get this, you got to know who fucking, like, Buddy Rogers is. You got to know, like, who know who everybody is. You got to know something about the fucking business.
Yep. You know Triple H ain't going to play that shit.
Oh, I know, dude. And fucking, and then Paige. Paige is like fucking, she's like their fucking Simon Cowell at this point. Like, she's just like, hey, hey, you're British. Can you be angry as well? And, like, insulting and shit. Which is fine because, you know, like, they're newbies, so.
Oh, yeah.
But, fuck them. Yeah, so, but that Alex dude got fucking voted off, and I'm so fucking glad. So fucking glad. Like, that dude sucks. And I don't get how all these fucking guys can have these huge ass muscles and not be able to do shit with them.
It's the glamour muscles, bro. You know how Matt can't climb a fucking a building? Same thing.
Yeah. It's fucking bizarre, man. It's like, it's almost like they're a fucking skinny person inside of a fucking shell.
Yep.
It's fucking muscles.
That's literally all it is.
Oh my God, man. Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Black dudes don't know how to say, knows how to take a bump.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you see how they try to like say that he was a dick, like he had like training, and I was like, they tried to act like that was a bad thing that he had experience.
What, the trainers or the?
No, the other competitors. They're like, oh, Patrick, he had some prior training that I didn't know about.
Yeah, because that's the worst thing that can happen in a fucking wrestling competition.
Yeah, and did you know how to wrestle?
Oh my God. God forbid you fucking, you know, enjoy and want to be a part of the fucking WWE.
Right.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, so that dude's gone. We'll never, ever, ever see that dude again. Ever in anything. Like, that dude's going to die alone. Seriously, that dude sucks. That dude sucks. And then fucking pumped up Tommaso Ciampa is even worse. Like, I hate that dude, and I hate the fucking, like, other big dude that looks like Roman Reigns, looks like white Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like, dude, we've already have one of you. Get the fuck out of here.
Did you see when the chick said that Roman Reigns made her, how do you say, wet in the pussy? Oh my God,
I could not believe, like, I didn't know you could say somebody makes me wet on fucking USA television. On television in general.
They bleeped it out on the network when they on Tough Talk when they said makes me wet. They kept bleeping it out.
They certainly did not bleep it out tonight. I didn't know on the fucking USA network that you could fucking say somebody makes you wet.
Well, you can say shit on the USA network, so.
No, you can say shit, but even saying makes me wet sounds like it's higher above shit. That you couldn't fucking say it.
Because talking about pussy juice.
Yeah. I mean, what else could she be fucking talking about when she says it's making her wet?
Mm-hmm.
Roman Reigns makes me wet. We all know what the fuck that means.
And that bitch is married, too. And her husband didn't care.
Because he's probably... Because while she's at that fucking performance center, he's probably out fucking some chicks that make him wet.
Apparently, that's her third husband.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yikes. I can see why. Fuck is she talking about motherfuckers making her wet and shit on TV? that Diana girl is... Hogan's right. That girl's hard to figure out. Because, like, she wants to go home, but she continues to fucking, like, excel in fucking competitions.
Yeah.
Like, why? I don't know. I don't get this show.
It's weird.
This show fucking infuriates me.
Not a lot of wrestling training.
Nope. From anybody. Except fucking the black dude.
Yeah. Patrick. What's his name?
Patrick.
You sound a little quiet, Jim. I can barely hear you. Yeah.
Really?
Talking to the microphone.
Hello, hello?
Nope, you still sound quiet. I'm going to call you back.
Excellent. All right.
So that's tough enough.
That's tough enough. And it is tough enough.
Yep.
Just enough to fucking make a show out of.
So are you going to go see Terminator tonight?
Oh, no, not tonight. I didn't even realize it was tonight.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
midnight tonight. I was thinking about going, but you know how it goes.
Yeah, I don't really go to midnight shows much anymore.
It's Terminator, though.
I know it's Terminator, but I still don't want to fucking sit asshole to elbow with other motherfuckers that I don't know.
Why are you... You don't sit in chairs properly if you're putting your asshole on their elbow. Like,
that's it's not, just an expression, sir.
That's a new expression to me.
You've ever heard that?
No, I haven't.
Well,
my asshole is nowhere near anyone's elbow.
Can't remember where I heard it, though. But that was an expression.
I think it's an expression for fishing, maybe. Not for.
It's an expression for motherfuckers crowding around you too fucking much. Yeah, I don't really, like, when I go to the movies, I want to fucking... I want to put up the fucking armrest in between me. I want to fucking stretch out. I want to get comfortable and watch a fucking movie. I don't want some fucking sweaty motherfucker sitting next to me, and I know somebody doesn't want me sweating and sitting next to them. So, I'm doing this for the people by not going to fucking crowded ass movies like that. Star Wars, I might make an exception though.
It's the motherfucking wars. You can't see that shit.
When Force Awakens comes out, I may fucking make plans with.
I'm gonna buy my tickets like. As soon as they go on sale, like it's a fucking event. Fucking AMC River East, downtown Chicago, watching that shit in the freezing fucking cold.
Yeah. I remember when fucking Attack of the Clones came out.
Gross.
Me and my buddies. Yeah. Oh, well, gross. Yeah, of course. But we didn't know it going into it.
Menace wasn't very promising, so I don't know why you'd expect. Attack of the Clones to be any better.
Well, we were trying to be optimistic, and it was fun. So there's like a shit ton of people in there, and some motherfucker brought a fucking beach ball and was fucking knocking it around the crowd and shit, and then some dudes are fucking like putting on lightsaber clinics up front. I don't know if you remember how Barry was 24 was if you ever went in there, but like You have or you haven't?
Never.
Never went to that one. Well, there was like a fucking like kind of cement floor and then like a bar barricade kind of thing. And then that's when the seats started. So there were dudes like putting on fucking lightsaber clinics, fucking like doing like jumping off that bar and coming back and fucking fighting with their fucking fake sabers and shit. And then then there was like some dude dressed up as Jar Jar that had a Jar Jar mask on. And he was like, who fucking lost the fight? It was like fucking Thunderdome or some shit. And so I looked at my buddy Fred, and we had all like, my buddy Daniel handed out his lightsabers before we went to the show. So we all had lightsabers.
Of course Daniel had all the lightsabers.
Yeah. And of course I had the fucking Darth Maul double-sided one. So... He's sitting there, this fucking dude in the Jar Jar mask is like, who wants a fucking fight, babe? And I look at my buddy Franklin and I'm like, hold my hat. And I take it was my Heart Foundation hat, coincidentally. And I took my Heart Foundation hat off. I hand it to him and I fucking like ran down the stairs and fucking flipped the thing open as I was running. And so like ran all the way down the stairs, got right up on that dude and fucking like went right into his stomach with it. It was so much fun. And then like, by the time I got down there, some other guys had like just come in and were like fucking doing shit amongst themselves and everything. Next thing I know, the fucking cops are coming in to break up a fucking lightsaber fight. And it was the fucking funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. just to have cops break up a fucking nerd fight with lightsabers, it was fantastic.
That's pretty fucking awesome. Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping to see some cool shit like that when I go to see Force Awakens.
Hell yeah.
And also capped off by hopefully a pretty awesome movie. So
it better be. That movie better not suck. This movie has one job and it's not to suck. And Batman vs. Superman have the same job. Just don't suck.
Yeah. I trust J.J. Abrams. I really do. I mean, I know you're not really like, I'm not like the hugest Trekkie either. But I really liked what he did with those Star Trek movies. They were really good.
I only saw the first one. I didn't think it was anything special.
I mean, it wasn't special, but it was good. I really enjoyed it.
I don't think I can call any movie that has Tyler Perry in it good. It's just a...
Was he in the... He was in the first one. I keep thinking he was in the second one. RoboCop's in the second one.
I guess he's in both.
Peter Weller was in the second one.
So you hear about this X-Men Rogue cut?
Yeah. It's got all the... All the scenes with Rogue that were cut out of Days of Future Past.
Hmm.
Yeah, which I don't... From what I heard, I don't think there's that many scenes. They just recut it to put it in the movie the way they wanted it, I guess. So.
Yeah, because that bitch had like second billing in the credits, but she was in a cameo.
Yeah, you saw her. She didn't say anything. You saw her with Bobby at the very end.
From afar, not even a close-up.
Yeah. It's just like she came out of her room, hugged Bobby, looked at Wolverine, waved, and then gone. Bitch was gone. yeah, I'm looking forward to checking that out. That would be pretty cool. I love that movie so very much.
I like that movie less every time I watch it, I'm going to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't mean it.
I'm not saying that it's bad, but I like it less every time I watch it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have very good rewatch value.
I disagree. I've watched it like a bunch of times since then. And then they showed it on HBO and I recorded it. So now I've just got it on my TV. So I can watch it like 24 hours a day if I want to. So I'm looking forward to
it. Have you seen The Rock's show on HBO?
I haven't. I was going to watch it and I didn't get a chance to.
I've seen both episodes.
Are they good?
It's decent. I don't like football, but I like The Rock. And I like, I don't know that white guy's name, but he's funny.
Oh, Rob Corddry?
Yeah, that
dude's great. Fucking Children's Hospital, Daily Show, that dude's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, those guys, so, they make the show work.
Yeah. Like, I've heard kind of a mixed bag of reviews. Like, some people said it was good, a couple people said it was boring. I didn't get a chance to watch the first episode, and I don't know when they're going to re-air it, if ever. So
they're probably on-demand.
You know, my on-demand doesn't work unless I have it hooked up to the internet, and I got to get another Ethernet cable to hook up my fucking other router to the box, which is weird. Like, why wouldn't they just have a fucking wireless thing built into the box? I don't know. I don't know. I tried to do it the other day, and then it was like, yeah, you have to plug in this router and do this shit. It's like, why? Shouldn't it already be in the fucking box? Hello, 2015. Everything's fucking got a wireless thing in it, so.
You may, if you have HBO, you should have access to HBO Go, because you have HBO subscription through DirecTV.
I might see about that. Yeah, I think it might. I don't know if it works with. I mean, it might. I guess it wouldn't hurt to check, but.
Yeah, look into that. Did you finally finish Eastbound and Down, which I've been telling you to do for 15 years?
Yeah, I know. The last 15 years has been off there. I mean, like 2 years or 3 years?
Something like that, but Kenny Powers does a lot of cocaine, so.
Mm hmm. I do enjoy that.
Hangs out with a dude that looks a lot like you and has nunchucks.
Nice. I also like nunchucks, so
yeah,
that's good shit.
And he beats up a guy that looks like Titus O'Neil.
Oh, millions of dollars.
Yep.
That a fucking like 8-man tag on Raw. Did you watch that?
That match was long.
Oh, God, dude. It's, like, so long. Needlessly long.
They re-aired Raw before Tough Enough because I guess they were upset with the ratings for Tough Enough, so they said, last time we had Tough Enough, it came on after Raw or before Raw. So this year, we're just going to play a 2-hour version of Raw before Tough Enough.
Yeah.
That's what they did. So they have 2-hour Raws now.
Two-hour Raws the day after a 3-hour Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Which is technically 5 hours of Raw. Like, no thanks. And the last two are just the same. No thanks. You're already killing my brain enough with 3 hours, so I'll just opt out of it. So, Dead Air? Is that over? That what we're all about now?
I was attracted by these UFC jerseys.
Oh,
it's quite weird.
I didn't even know they had jerseys. I just thought they wore their T-shirts to the ring.
Well, there's this new sponsorship thing going on with Reebok and. How they want to like be the only sponsor. People can't wear their sponsors to the fucking ring anymore and shit. You know how it is.
Yeah. Yep. As an MMA fighter, I certainly do know how it is.
Speaking of MMA fight, let's talk about this Hell in a Cell. Vendetta starring The Big Show and Superman.
This Hell in a Cell. I thought you were talking about actual Hell in a Cell. Like, when the fuck was our Hell in
a Cell? No, this was actual Hell in a Cell because...
Yeah, this was...
This movie was fucked up.
Ooh, this movie was brutal. Way more brutal than I was, like...
I deleted all my notes for this movie.
I didn't take very many notes because I was just... I was watching it because it was kind of hard to follow.
There was a plot at first, and it just became big... Not Big Show. Fucking Superman beats up everybody.
Yeah. He went on a fucking Wolverine rampage to that fucking prison.
Garage.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome. Like watching Dean Cain beating a bunch of ass. That was pretty cool. and he fucking took the brackets off that pipe and fucking pointed the screws out and wrapped it around his fucking fist and was just like nailing motherfuckers in the neck with it and shit and just killing people.
So this movie starts out with two cops in a Mustang driving to an abandoned warehouse. It's also set in Chicago, but not filmed anywhere near Chicago.
Yeah.
They'll be on like bridges and shit. I'm like, that's not Chicago.
Filmed in Canada.
Yeah, Canada.
Canada.
And so like Big Show and his brother are like in this abandoned warehouse. And these cops are shooting at them and they're shooting back. One of the cops gets shot in the arm. They arrest the brother, and then him and like Superman and Big Show have like a fight and shit.
Big Show's brother looked like a fucking steroid version of TV's Frank from Mystery Science Theater 3000. So he had like this weird white haircut and shit.
Yeah,
he was a weird looking dude.
Yeah, they didn't look like brothers at all. You couldn't find a bald dude with a goatee anywhere.
Nope. He was like the only giant motherfucker they could find. Mm. And he's like, no, you're not cutting my hair.
So
I don't know.
So Big Show and Superman had this brutal ass fight. And before Big Show could kill Superman, all these cops are there with fucking lasers pointing at Big Show and they arrest him. And he's like, I'll see you soon. He uses his WCW giant voice.
Yeah. And Dean Cain kicks him in the back of the knees to get him down on the ground.
And that was so great. He goes home to his wife, and she's fucking sleeping, reading 50 Shades of Grey, and can't imagine why all the bitches at work read this shitty ass book. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm not pregnant, by the way. That's the bad news.
Great, I didn't ask. What's for dinner?
Like, that's good. Go make me a fucking sandwich, ho.
I do not care. I'm glad you're not pregnant. We got enough fucking shit to deal with around here.
Yeah. So,
and then I found it strange when they went to go have dinner in the kitchen that she changed her clothes.
I was focusing that hard on that scene, to be honest.
I noticed like weird little things like that in movies. Like, I don't understand why she needed a whole fucking wardrobe change to go slumming it, eating fucking takeout Chinese in their own goddamn kitchen. Doesn't make any sense to me.
You know, bitches, they gotta have their afternoon outfit and then their nighttime outfit.
Yeah. And why does everybody on fucking TV eat Chinese food with chopsticks?
I eat Chinese food with chopsticks.
I don't, man. I know how tastes to use better. Them, but they're just... I know how to use them, but they're just fucking inefficient.
It tastes better with
like, chopsticks. Just give me a fork so I can fucking eat, please, you know? I got nothing against chopsticks. I can use chopsticks.
It just kind of, for me, it just kind of goes hand in hand. You eat fucking out of a paper box with chopsticks.
Yeah, it makes you feel Chinese. I mean, Chinese. I guess if I was just eating noodles, fine. But I mean, when I go to the fucking Chinese buffet, it's like fucking, it's on, first off. When I go to the Chinese buffet, shit is on. And I'm not looking for anything to slow me down. And chopsticks just, they slow me down. I'm trying to fucking eat. I'm trying to eat like a man.
I want to feel like a fucking Japanese emperor about to order a strike on infidels and shit.
Fucking holding your giant sleeve out of your soup and like getting using your sticks and shit. Mm-hmm.
And I have a sword next to me just in case.
And I have a sword next to me. Oh, I hope that's true.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
There's never a sword too far away from me.
Yeah. You like one of those kids that like would take like they find a piece of PVC pipe or a fucking dowel rod or something and it's like, sword, I got all these weapons and shit. I knew kids like that.
Yeah.
They would just like duct tape fucking PVC pipe or fucking something for a sword.
Anything's a sword when you're a ninja. Yeah,
anything's a sword. Anything longer than that is a bow staff.
The Donatello stick, as we call it.
Yeah.
So he goes back to work and shit, and like, oh, by the way, Big Show got out of jail. A witness disappeared and shit. I'm like, oh, I guess assaulting an officer and resisting arrest, those charges mean nothing. You just walk from that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. In this universe, you do.
Yeah. And so he calls his wife, and Big Show answers the phone. He's like, hey, baby. And he's like, oh, shit, Big Show's in my house. And so he calls his partner, like, hey, fucking get to my house as quick as you can. Big Show's up in there and shit. And so he calls his wife's cell phone, and, like, bitch is in the tub with headphones on. Why? I don't know. And so, like, next thing we see is this bitch running out the house, half naked, beating the shit, bloody as fuck, and then Big Show pulls her back by her hair, starts wailing on his fucking hoe, beating the shit out of her. This is fucked up. Beating the shit out of a woman.
When he gets on top of her, and she's like, no, I just found out I'm pregnant. It's like, wait a minute, in the scene before this, you said you weren't? And then now you are? How much time has passed? What's going on? And then Big Show, like, immediately after she says that, doesn't say anything, just starts fucking hammering her.
Yeah, it was fucked.
Just dead with his fucking giant fucking ham fist, just caved this fucking woman's head in. And Dean Cain came in the house just as he was finishing up. And his partner fucking, like, Dean Cain fucking, like, put the gun directly in fucking Big Show's head, and Big Show's like, fucking do it. Everybody saw him not do it. Of course, fucking Superman doesn't kill him, so. Then he gets his
fucking wife gets buried, and then he's fucking drinking and shit. He's like, all right, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. There's a montage of him loading a gun, driving around in the hood and shit. He goes up to the fucking building, kicks in the door, starts executing niggas. Fucking shit niggas in the face. Blood was everywhere. Like how the other movies, like that we were.
Yeah.
People would just point guns and cock them, never shoot them. This movie didn't give a fuck. People would shoot
guns. Like, people were getting fucking, like, this was a bloody fucking movie.
I like the part where the dude, like, knocks on the door and dude opens it and gets shot in the face.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fucking awesome.
It was justified because he was dressed like a white rapper and it made me think of Machine Gun Kelly. And so him getting shot in the face made me okay.
Now, most white rappers are terrible people and deserve to be shot.
Yeah.
I like
a white rapper wearing a do-rag. Like, a do-rag is to keep your waves all smooth and shit. It's not to look cool. Yeah.
Fucking wave, man. Like,
and white man, you ain't gonna get no waves wearing a do-rag. Sorry.
Yeah.
Unless you're Vince McMahon, when you got your head shaved, you can wear a do-rag all day.
Oh, Lord. Vinnie Mac.
Yeah.
So I liked it whenever he came in, when he got into that dude's room, when they were like, oh, this is the best cocaine we've ever had, man. We're so fucking happy about it. And he pushed the door open and shoots that dude in the face. But then there was a dude that, like, got pushed up against the door, in between the door and the wall. And he was still, like, hiding behind there, like Dean Cain didn't fucking know he was behind there. Superman has X-ray vision. Of course he fucking knew. And then, like, I love how he just shot, like, three times through the door and killed that dude.
Yep.
Just like, pop, pop, like, right through the door.
Superman, you can't claim self-defense at this point because you are killing niggas for fun.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you're using a gun.
Yeah.
You're super. You can just fly up and rip him in half.
Then he shoots Big Show's brother right in the stomach and then again in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And his partner comes in and arrests him.
Yep. And he did this all on purpose so he could get into Stonewall Maximum Security Prison or whatever the fuck and get after Big Show. And Big Show's in there and Dean Cain is sitting there like they show him like he's like eating dinner or whatever. And fucking Big Show comes up and just pulls his tray over towards him and starts like fucking using his big stupid hands to fucking scoop up beans and just shove them in his fat mouth. It's like, wow, this is fucking disgusting. This is the worst part of the movie is watching Big Show eat. It's disgusting.
I thought it was like, funnier watching Big Show open up a piece of paper to read it. With his fucking mealy meat hands and shit.
I thought it was funnier to see him shoot a gun.
Yeah, when they handed him a gun, I'm like, how's he gonna put his finger through that tiny little 22?
Oh my god, man! Like, I mean, any gun that Big Show had looked like a drugstore squirt gun. Every single gun he had, it was like, and yeah, you're right. It was like, how the fuck are you fitting your hand or your finger through that fucking hole to pull that trigger?
His fingers are the size of my penis.
Like, he must be using like a fingernail or something, but and I know, like, in real life, like, he's a hunter and shit, like, he goes hunting and stuff like that, and so I wonder if I doubt
he uses guns when he goes hunting. I guess he just dives on the fucking deer and shit
out the yeah, just dives out of the, just fucking falls out of the deer stand and just wrestles a buck to the ground. I could kind of see him do that, actually. That would be kind of cool.
So Superman gets a job. Superman gets a job in the fucking laundry room where he proceeds to get jumped.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes to the hospital. Then he gets out of the hospital. And then he starts whooping ass. Like,
oh, that's when he...
For an hour. It's just him beating the shit out of all the dudes that try to rape him in the fucking laundry room. Because that's what happened. They try to rape him.
So it's just like, why didn't you just... I guess he was just trying to, like... wait to see who he knew somebody was going to come after him. I bet you he was just waiting to see who it was so he knew who to go after to get to the show. But if he didn't, why didn't he just start fucking kicking people's asses just right off the bat?
Yeah. He finds like, out who the members of all of Big Show's gang are. And he has black people in his gang, which isn't very common for a prison gang.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially with like a white guy.
Yeah. With a bald head and tattoos on his chest that have random letters. That I don't know what they mean.
Random letters that I swear to God I thought said NSFW on it. I thought it said not safe for work. And I noticed there was a T and I'm like, all right. I swear to God I thought it said not safe for work. I'm like, oh, if only.
And he had like a scorpion on his neck and shit.
Yeah. Why? Like all... what is his obsession with fucking wall art tattoos? Seriously, it's unbelievable at this point.
Yeah,
he's got that shitty tiger on his fucking arm. He's got the other one on his other fucking arm.
It's a lion scratching through his arm.
That's right. Yeah.
Lions and tigers, and he's the bear, I guess.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I guess he was just waiting for people to come kick his ass, because if I was Dean Cain going after Big Show, I mean, that'd be the first fucking thing I did. Like, when Big Show sat down and fucking slid his tray over to himself, I would have fucking just, like, taken that tray, flipped it up in his fucking face, and just started fucking wailing on him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, immediately. But I guess he wanted to feel it out or whatever, so he gets his ass handed to him. And that's when he was like, oh, fuck this. And starts fucking, like, ambushing people.
Yeah, he starts beating ass in, like, random places throughout the jail, breaking necks and fucking knuckle-dusting people.
Necks and cashing checks.
Yeah.
He takes off the fucking bracket off those pipes, like I said, and makes a fucking, like, this was the coolest fucking shit. This was fucking hardcore. And made the fucking, like, brass nuts with the two pointed screws sticking out of them and just started coming around the fucking corner and hammering people right in the neck.
Yeah.
It was fucking tough. Turkey
fucking neck.
Oh, man. So that was pretty cool.
He beat ass for like an hour.
Yeah.
With no pot. It was like a 90s action movie, like a Seagal or some shit, where just dudes just getting their ass beat. Like, we don't need no transitions. Just like, next fight. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
It could have been the Substitute 4, for all I know.
Yeah, like, there was no... From there until the time he starts talking to the warden...
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is Lex Luthor.
Yeah, that warden was like a Gotham villain.
Was over the top.
Yeah.
He was over the top. Like, I mean...
Like, who gave you this job?
Seriously, he was like, whenever somebody... It was like somebody knocked on his fucking door and he was like, enter. And then just... From there on, it was just like as big as he could possibly make it. And it was odd.
Oh, apparently he was Dollmaker and Arrow.
That guy was?
Yep, the warden.
I thought the guy who was the doll maker was like an older dude.
That's who...
That's not...
Gotham is an older guy, and Arrow, it's a younger guy. Remember they had two doll makers this year?
Doll maker was in season one of Arrow. But I remember him as like an older dude.
Well, this...
In Arrow.
This
not dude, in Gotham, but
this dude played Dollmaker.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Arrow or Gotham?
In Arrow. And Arrow, Gotham, it's an old man.
Okay. That's weird. I don't know. I don't care for it. Yeah, that dude was like,
yeah,
I mean,
he goes to Solitary and shit.
Yeah. That was it. Like, he just goes to Solitary. And then that guard, there was a guard that was like a former cop that I guess they were friends or acquaintances or whatever.
He was beating ass with a sink. That's why he went to Solitary.
Yeah.
Sorry, beating the dude's ass with it.
Yeah. Because he's Superman.
They used everything as a weapon in this movie.
Yeah.
Fucking ripped shirts.
This was like hardcore match the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So like they started talking about this and that and picking sides, and he was just like, if it comes down to it, will you pick a side? And he's like, oh, if I have to, and whatever, I don't know. And then, so he gets out of Solitary and then goes talks to the warden, and the warden's putting out some kind of fucking comic book plot, wants him to help Dean Cain. He wants Dean Cain to help him. I really, at this point, it all falls apart for me.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what's going on. Like, who's... Because he...
No idea what's going on.
Like, Big Show worked for him, but his job was to be on the outside. He got his ass arrested for beating the shit out of dude's wife. And so now he means nothing to him, but I guess they're still on the same side and shit. And so he has Dean Cain kill one of Big Show's dudes by injecting him with some shit and slitting his wrist, which is fucking raw. Everything in this movie is fucking raw. So after that, Dean Cain's on the other side of the warden, and he's like, this dude has to die, put a bullet in his fucking head. And so then all shit goes raw when he starts beating the shit out of one guy, takes him upstairs, and throws him off of the roof onto a guard, which was funny as shit.
Oh, dude, it was so funny. I laughed my ass off at that.
They're like, hey, you hear what's going on up there? And it's like, keep walking, fools. And then all of a sudden, you see fucking black dude fall onto black dude, like, boom.
And we forgot to mention, Dean Cain's partner got suckered into the prison and, beat to death in front of Dean Cain by Big Show's henchmen.
Yep, and Big Show.
Big Show took a couple swings, but it was mostly like Big Show. Like, it was like two guys holding Dean Cain, Big Show fucking standing there monologuing, and fucking like about four fucking guys kicking this dude's ass while fucking shitty prison guard fucking stands there watching, smiling. Like, you're an idiot. So that happened. But yeah, then we get to the fucking, like, craziest fucking prison riot possible.
Fucking climax. After dude gets dropped off the dude, the fucking inmates pick up the guard's gun, shoots him in the fucking head, then everything gets fucking nuts.
Yeah.
People are getting shot. People are beating the shit out of everybody they see. Guards are getting beat up. Fucking the guard that watched Dean Cain's fucking partner get killed, he gets killed by Dean Cain. He shoots him in the leg and in the chest.
Shit out of him.
Yep.
And then
Uncle Dustin people again. And then Big Show gets a gun and he's shooting at Dean Cain, but every time somebody gets in the way, so he just shoots everybody.
Oh my god, that was like the most random fucking thing ever. That would never happen in fucking real life. Because it was just like Dean Cain is like walking calmly to him. With every step he takes, with every shot Big Show takes, here comes somebody. Here comes somebody from this side. Here comes somebody from the right side. Like, this is... Stop it. Just you stop it right now.
Yeah, so we finally get that fight. Big Show gets shot in the leg. And they start beating the shit out of each other. He's using the fucking knuckle things and shit. And, like, I don't remember what happened. Tell me what happened.
Big Show was about to kill... Well, wait. The warden got shot in the leg by Dean Cain, I think. Or Big Show. I think
Big Show shot the warden.
Yeah. And so, like, warden's, like, all crawling around and shit. And then him and Dean Cain start getting into a fist fight. And Big Show steps down right on his neck and is getting ready to just fucking crush him. Or no, he's got his hand around his neck, getting ready to crush him. And the prison guard that was his buddy from earlier had given him a fucking razor blade.
That's right.
Like a razor, like switchblade.
Mm-hmm.
And he fucking pulls that out of his pocket and just whoosh, slices the fucking Big Show's throat. And all of Big Show's fucking blood just is draining out of him. And he fucking gurgles and dies. And about that time, here comes the fucking warden who finally got a hold of a gun, and he's like crawling to Dean Cain. He's going to shoot him. And just about that time is when the SWAT came in and arrested him because the prison guard had went to the police about his dirty dealings.
Dirty dish.
And then that was the end of the movie.
That was it. Yeah, nobody happy ending because Dean Cain, you're still in jail for killing people.
Yeah, you still kill somebody, and you've killed, like, countless more while in fucking prison.
This prison now has, like, the lowest prison population ever because everybody got killed.
Yeah, I mean, they might as well just let him out at this point.
Yeah.
So, but then, and then the credits. The credits rolled, and I kept thinking something was going to happen because they'd show credits, and then they'd show the close-up of bullets, and then they'd show credits, and then they'd show the fucking close-up of a dog's mouth. And then they'd show credits. And then they'd show a fucking close-up of a pool of blood. And then they'd show credits. And then they'd go back to the fucking bullets. And this went on forever.
Did it? I stopped after I realized it.
I kept thinking something was going to... They kept doing it. I kept thinking something was going to happen. So I was like, well, I better keep watching. And I'm kind of glad I did because the fucking best thing came up in there. There was a fucking guy in the credits. First assistant camera named Trevor Butt, spelled as Butt, B-U-T-T, and that made me, that was the payoff for watching credits, is that I got to see a man named Trevor Butt, because I'm 13, and that makes me laugh.
Dude's named Butt.
So that was Vendetta.
Vendetta, starring the Big Show and Superman.
What'd you think?
It was all right. I think it's probably it's a new champion of the movies.
I think it might be just based on all the
badassery.
Yeah, the badass action was fun to watch. A lot of blood, fucking Dean Cain hammering motherfuckers. I would recommend checking it out.
Yeah.
So like we said, the fucking plot falls like a fucking house of cards halfway through, but. Yeah.
But the climax is fun.
Yeah.
Just motherfuckers getting shot. Big Show was cool. Really cool. Big Show didn't suck. He's probably the best of all the WWE actors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. It was interesting, yet couldn't hold my attention. Yeah. I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
So it was like, there was like plot points that I really just don't understand in this movie.
There
that
was
happened.
No plot. Like,
yeah, it was like, I don't know how we got from fucking point A to point B to point C in this fucking movie at all.
Stuff just happened.
Shit just happened for the sake of shit happening because it needed to.
If there was a time transition, you don't feel a sense of time in this movie. This movie could have happened over the course of 2 days, and I would never know.
I'd have no idea.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even notice. But I'm still recommending it. Check it out.
If you like dudes beating ass for 90 minutes, check it out.
If you haven't seen Dean Cain in a while, like, he still looks like Dean Cain.
But he has a beard.
He's got a beard now, yeah.
He's kind of chunky.
He's a bit chunky, yeah. I would say he's chunky, but like built.
Yeah, he's still. Like beefy.
He's still like athletic and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I would say this is definitely a watch. So check this out, fans of this podcast.
AKA Brian and AKA Kyle.
Brian, maybe Kyle.
Maybe Kyle, if you can figure out how to download the show.
If you figured out how to download shit. go for it. I say go for it.
Is there anything else you have to talk about? What else did you watch?
Last night I watched Edge of Tomorrow before I went to bed.
And what's Edge of Tomorrow?
Actually, I watched two things before I went to bed. It's a fucking really awesome sci-fi movie with Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt. And it's like, there's this whole like alternate fucking reality universe where like these fucking aliens.
I wish I was smoking an Emily Blunt.
Ah, get out of here. So there's like all these aliens and shit and, There's the fucking military. They've completely taken over Europe, overrun France, completely destroyed it. And so like their whole deal is like they're gonna fucking go after these aliens on a beach and ambush them because they don't know they're coming. But the aliens do know they're coming. And how you find that out is that Tom Cruise gets suckered. He's a major in the army. But he's never been in combat. That part I didn't totally understand because he was really more of a mouthpiece for the government.
Okay.
To get people to sign up for the military. And then he like, all of a sudden it was like the military all of a sudden wanted him to go into war. And he was like, no, I'm not doing that. Like, I've just been here like promoting this shit for you. I'm not an actual soldier. Next thing you know, he gets knocked out, handcuffed and thrown on a fucking boat. With all these guys. And so he goes through all this fucking training and shit. Not even really training. It's just like one day and then the next day they're going into combat. And they're wearing these badass fucking like robotic skeleton fucking suits on their body. And it's got machine guns and all these fucking cool things on it. And he is put on this beach and he fucking dies instantly, wakes back up in the same day. He wakes up and he keeps reliving the same day over and over again.
So it's a Groundhog's Day.
Kind of, yeah. It's a bit of Groundhog's Day I can't think. There was another movie that it reminded me of, and I can't think of it now.
Movie with Brother when he's on the train and there's a bomb going to Chicago and shit, and he has to stop that bomb on the train and shit?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that with Jake Gyllenhaal?
I think it was.
I can't remember the name of that movie, though.
That's why I just said Brother.
Yeah, that Brother. Brother on a train. Jake Gyllenhaal in Brother on a Train.
And the twist was he was really just a fucking soldier that was like his brain was on the train, but like his body was all nothing. Like he had like no legs and no arms and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fucked up. Wasn't End of Watch. What the fuck? I was in Kansas City when it came out. So Source Code. That's what it was.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. But the aliens looked like you remember those like sticky octopuses that you throw up against a wall and they just kind of start walking down the wall. They looked like that. They looked like crazy mechanical versions of that and moved like it too, like really quick along the ground and shit. It was kind of freaky. And their alpha was this like same thing, but bigger than them. And blue had like blue in them and shit. And Tom Cruise had killed him and himself at the same time. And whenever he killed this thing, the blood got on him and gave him the power to fucking restart the day every day when he died. To like instantly restart. So yeah, and then they find out that like one of the aliens has the same fucking power and has been restarting the day and nobody's known and keeps restarting and restarting. So what they think is an ambush, the aliens are actually totally ready for. So then they have to go find this fucking big goddamn diamond fucking thing that is supposed to be powering all of them. And it was a really cool movie. Like it's difficult to be explaining it. Okay. There's a lot of fucking different things going on in that movie. I'd say definitely watch it though, dude. You will not be disappointed. It's fucking awesome.
Even though Tom Cruise is in it?
Even though Tom Cruise is in it. And I gotta say, like, you know, and it was the oddest thought to fucking run through my mind, but I'm watching this movie and I'm like, you know what? In a weird world, Tom Cruise would make a kind of a good Wolverine. I know. It's weird, but like watching him in this movie, he was like doing like fucking jumping like lunge kills and was like by the end of it, like real fucking like kind of gritty and shit. And he's short. Like Wolverine's in the movie, they didn't make him short, but Wolverine's the shortest X-Man. He's shorter than all of them except Puck, probably.
He is a midget.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It was just like a random, like, one-off thought that I had while I was watching it. I'm sure there's probably somebody way better to fucking play Wolverine when Hugh Jackman's done. But
and way younger, because Tom Cruise is, like, 50.
Yeah. Yeah, which he doesn't even look like he is, though. That's the thing.
Good Scientology.
He still looks like he's in Top Gun. And they're actually doing another Top Gun. I don't know if you heard about that.
Is Goose going to be in it?
No, Goose is dead, sir. Goose died. But he's going to be in it. Tom Cruise.
Is Val Kilmer going to be in?
You know, I don't know. They just said that they're doing it. Like, it's getting made. I don't even think they've started filming yet. So that's just what I read, like, yesterday. It was on, like, ComingSoon.net or something.
Because what the world needs now is another Top Gun. Hey, we already got another Top Gun. It's called Hot Shots.
Playing with the boys. That gay ass volleyball scene. And then I watched R.I.P.D.
That was
Jeff Bridges and Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. But I mean, it was a direct, almost direct ripoff of Men in Black.
Okay. But with ghosts?
Except with like ghosts, spirits, monsters, shit like that. Because a lot of people were turned into like weird looking fucking monsters. Like their heads were like half split open and they're huge fat motherfuckers with like huge open gaping mouths and shit. And so that was pretty cool. The climax of that movie was really fun, I thought. I really liked that one. So, check that out, too.
I watched a movie about hookers on Netflix. Because it was, like, on my what you should watch. Because I like documentaries, and it was a documentary about hookers.
What was it called?
Tricked.
I haven't watched it, but I saw it on Netflix, where it's, like, about, like, sex trafficking or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We needed to check that out.
They had this pimp on there. Like, there's two types of women. There's prostitutes and there's whores. Prostitute, sell their pussy. A whore, give the pussy away for free.
Oh, man. Go pimps. Hooray for pimping.
Mm-hmm. He was talking about how, like pimps are bringing their hoes to pimp balls and shit and make them look at the ground. Like, nah, make your hoe look up.
Mm-hmm. So
weird.
Yeah. I don't know. That wasn't a huge week in wrestling. We've already reviewed the movie and kind of two more after that. I don't know. Is this where we leave each other, or what else? What else can we do? We have two listeners, for God's sakes.
Yeah, we gotta do something. And me and future me, like, he's an important person. When I run out of podcasts and fucking Stitcher fucks up, doesn't update my show, so I gotta go back and listen to the newest Rock and Wrestling. It happens.
I don't know. You want to do we can do a top five. I don't know
You got a top five, Jim?
Top five. I really don't have one. I was just suggesting it.
Top five. Since Nick Reboot is back, top five 90s Nickelodeon TV shows.
Oh, Nick Reboot's finally working again?
Yeah.
They shut that shit down or something?
Yeah, fucking Viacom killed them niggas, but they're back. You can't keep a good dog down. I'm
wondering Broke why the fuck morning. It couldn't turn on.
It may be a while before it's back on Roku, but right now it's back on the website.
Yeah. Top five.
It's on a different website. It's inreboot.com. If you're listening, Brian, and you want to go back and watch old 90s Nick,
I can pretty much guarantee you he does not want to do that.
It's better than baseball. That's all I'm saying.
Kyle will.
Yeah.
Kyle will. I'm sure.
Would you agree that Nick Reboot is better than baseball?
See, now you're going to make my friend start hating me. I would rather watch Nick Reboot than baseball, but I do not hate baseball.
I'm just saying. I didn't say you should hate baseball. I'm just saying that Nick Reboot is the greatest thing since baseball.
Yeah, I would rather be watching Nick Reboot or anything.
I was watching Wienerville last night. Remember Wienerville?
Oh, it's on there now?
Yeah. It's been on there, but it just came on.
It's never come up for me before.
Yeah, shit comes on when it wants to come on. But they do play way too much SpongeBob for my liking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I hate SpongeBob.
You know, I will say, the first couple seasons of that show, when it was Steve Hillenburg from Rocko's Modern Life, I thought was really funny.
Okay.
I haven't watched it for a long time, and I know Hillenburg's not on that show anymore.
Mm.
So, but I mean, it's nothing compared to Ren and Stimpy, fucking Arnold.
Hell Rocko. Yeah, Arnold.
Yeah.
Arnold, my shit.
Hey, Arnold.
But I watched You're On, which was pretty much What Would You Do with the black dude from Nick Arcade. That was shit was on last night.
Sure.
They play a lot of 15, and I had never watched 15 when I was a kid. I think they stopped coming on before I got cable. And seeing baby Ryan Reynolds fucking hanging out with dudes with drinking problems and bitches being bitches and shit. It's quite funny.
Yeah. And it's funny because that show is Degrassi, but they called it 15 here in the States.
No, it's not. It's a completely different show.
Is it completely different? I thought I heard it was Degrassi.
No, it's Hillside in Canada.
Oh, gotcha.
But they called it 15. Because they're all 15, and they say 15 a lot on that show. Like when dude has a drinking problem, you're only 15, Matt. Why do you have a drinking problem?
You're only 15, and then they mug the camera get it? You got it. Anyway, you got some kind of drinking shit? I don't know.
There's a bitch named Brooke that's is super bitch, and she always has this black chick with her, right? And I have a theory that black chick doesn't exist, because no one ever talks to the black chick except Brooke. So I think there's this weird thing in the show where she has an imaginary black chick friend that just hangs out with her because nobody else likes her.
And she's really diverse, so she makes her imaginary friend black.
Yeah.
So you know what? I never really 15. It wasn't it wasn't funny, and I was at an age where I was just I want to watch fucking cartoons, man. Yeah. I want to watch cartoons or something funny. This is boring.
It's not funny at all, but it's funny in the sense of how not funny it is and how fucking melodramatic it is.
Yeah. Oh, I bet it's a fucking laugh riot going back watching it now, dude. It's
funny, dude. So if you're watching Nick Reboot when they finally put the shit on Roku, enjoy some 15, because that shit, there's no music in the show. They sit in That's silence weird. And talk to each other about whatever the fuck's going on. You know, I'll say about the bell always had music playing and shit.
Yeah. They always had an over track. You know?
Yeah. And it was just like, they'll play music to transition scenes, but it'll just be like weird tuba.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing else.
Like, baby elephant.
Whenever somebody says some shit fucked up and they storm off, it's just like, dun, dun, dun. And then they go to the next scene. It's like, oh, that was weird. Weird tuba transition.
I would have, I definitely back then, I, because that came out at the same time Welcome Freshman happened.
I loved Welcome Freshman, though.
I was all about Welcome Freshman, dude. Yeah. All about Welcome Freshman. Do you remember Dave Coulier's show on Nickelodeon?
No, what was it?
It's called Out of Control.
Uh-uh.
And it was like, I don't know, man.
Did he cut it out?
He did. That's like, yeah, he did that all the time on the show. Like, all the time he did that. And it was like, I want to say it was like a news, like it was like a fake news show, like they were working at like a news station or something.
Remember Nick News and how boring that shit was?
Oh, gosh. Linda Ellerbe was the death of Nickelodeon on a Sunday night, man.
That was Linda Ellerbe. I'm talking about issues and shit. I don't give a fuck about the issues. Show me some fucking Pete and Pete, damn it.
I'm fucking 10. I don't care. Oh, there's trash in the river. I don't care. Where's Ren and Stimpy? This is bullshit.
What's the show called?
Nick News W5.
No, I mean Dave Coulier. What was his show on Nickelodeon?
Oh, Out of Control?
Okay, that was on in 1984. I was not alive.
That was in 84?
Mm-hmm.
I watched that like way later then. They must have been doing replays of it.
Okay.
So I watched that way later because I remember it. Like, I wouldn't have remembered it in 84. I only would have been 1 year old.
So this is pre-Full House.
Yeah.
I bet it was super Canadian.
Oh, yeah. I bet it was, too. I wonder if this was around the time he was, like, dating Alanis Morissette and then cheated on her and she wrote that song. She wrote that song about him. About fucking going down on him in a theater.
That's a song that every bitch does at karaoke.
Oh, dude. Women, my dear ladies, please stop. Stop doing that song.
And stop doing Before He Cheats by that one bitch. What's her name?
Yes. Yes. It's either... Yeah, I think it's Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood, that's it. I kept wanting to say Claire something.
There's another fucking country girl that's like almost.
The bitches love singing that shit at karaoke, especially in a group.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop.
It's like, well, what are you going to do after you fucking, like, you keep saying you're going to fucking destroy all this property? Did you forget about laws and lawyers and prisons?
They're rednecks. They don't have that shit.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. We got fucking prisons.
Well, not lawyers.
We got lawyers, yeah. Lawyers all over this place.
Public defenders, maybe.
No, there's lawyers in fucking town.
Mm.
There's lawyers that have their practices in Platte City.
Gross.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a stupid song.
It's such a stupid song.
Yeah.
And if that one gay kid with a weird face comes to karaoke again and sings fucking Poor Unfortunate Soul from Little Mermaid again like he does every single fucking week,
no.
I'm going to punch him in his fucking dick. Like, get a new song, motherfucker.
Hey, gay kid with a weird face, you're on notice. Rocket Wrestling has just put your shit out on blast.
I've had it up to here with fucking hearing Poor Unfortunate Soul every goddamn week at karaoke.
Didn't Ursula sing that song in that movie?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't watched that movie in a long ass time.
I mean, it's fun the first time you sing it. It's cute the second time. Like, oh yeah, he did that last time. And but every week, nigga, every week.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's his fucking getaway for the fucking week. Like, he goes and says, oh, I've got, like, no, I can't do anything on fucking Wednesday night. I have to go sing this one particular really specific song at a karaoke bar.
And what's funny is he does nothing else. That's the only song he sings.
I was just going to ask you, that's all he does?
Yeah.
Goes there, sings the fucking Little Mermaid song, and then does he leave?
Nah, him and his bitches, they hang out. Chill.
Oh, boy, that's terrible. That's awful. I give you full permission to beat this kid up. Beat this dude up. Yeah.
Fuck that kid. And his weird
face. Either that or, like, fucking go up to the karaoke guy and just have him delete it out of the fucking catalog. And so dude fucking comes up and he's like, where's the Little Mermaid song? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sick and tired of hearing it. Pick something else.
Yeah, nah, that's what runs karaoke is pretty cool and chill, and he's a nice guy, and he wouldn't do that. But last week at karaoke, I need to tell you this story. So I go to, like, it's my turn to sing. Dude calls out Ninja. And so I'm walking to the stage, and there's an Asian guy on stage. I'm like, oh, I thought you said Ninja. Like, I did. I don't know what the fuck this guy's doing. And so he makes me get off the stage. I sing my emo song and I get off, and dude come back up on the stage like, no, it's not your time to sing. Get the fuck off the stage. And it was like karaoke was pretty much everybody who's in is in, and nobody else can sing because shit ends at 1:00 and it was like 12:30.
Right.
And so he's like, no, get off the stage. And so dude kept doing this every time someone got off the stage, he would get on the stage, and dude was like, not you. Don't even touch the microphone. Go the fuck away. Wow. And he had fucking this dude kicked out of the bar.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, rightfully so, man. That's dick.
Yeah, quit
getting up on fucking stage.
Weird fucking Burmese dude.
Not your fucking time. Yeah. That's so funny.
And my friend gave him a cigarette and he tried to light it backwards.
Oh, man. I've done that accidentally before. That sucks.
I laughed so hard. I don't know why. It was just funny to me. He was just trying to light the filter.
Yeah, because the filter will fucking go up. It'll just like the fucking flame will just sit there on it. And like I've done it like a couple times. I've done it quite a few times.
Were you on accident. Drunk when you did it?
Not every time. No.
Okay. This dude was fucking drunk.
Yeah, and I usually try to watch out for that shit with other people, too. Like, if I'm talking to somebody, I'll actually have the courtesy to be like, whoa, and I'll fucking grab the cigarette out of their mouth and then give it to them the right way, like, you were about to light the wrong end. Because I know what a pain in the ass it is, and it sucks, because, like, after that, it's just, like, cigarettes almost pretty much ruined at that point, you know? So
I kind of wanted him to, you
know? Like, you're out of a cigarette.
I wanted to see what would happen. But that's enough of the karaoke report, so...
Karaoke report.
You want to talk about before we go?
God, man, I don't know. This was a really boring kind of week. Nothing real big in the news, and I don't know. Other than marriage equality, there wasn't really anything that big going on.
Yeah.
In the last couple of days, so. Sorry, guys. This is kind of a boring show.
Except for that awesome movie review that you just witnessed.
Yeah. By two expert movie reviewers.
So I'm looking at Google now, and it's saying that The Interview has 52% on Rotten Tomatoes. That movie's funny as shit.
Has a 52%?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, that movie was pretty funny.
Yeah, Gone Girl has 88%. Have you seen Gone Girl?
Oh, yeah. That movie's fucking great. That movie is great.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
It's like my story about how the news fucks your shit. Like,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Because you know T-Bird has been on the news before. You've seen that shit and how they make you look like a dick on TV.
Yep.
That's all the news does. That's what I tell people. The news is fake. Wrestling is real. Because wrestling doesn't make you look like a dick.
No.
Unless you're a dick.
Unless you're a heel.
Yeah.
And that's your thing.
That's your thing.
yeah, the news is dumb, especially like morning news. Because I'll go in and say hi to Mima. Like whenever I wake up, she always wakes up like way early, and I'll go in there and I'll say good morning to her, and I'll kind of just stand there and just like stare at the news for a little bit. And it's always like they're fucking reporting on YouTube videos. That's what it's come to. It's like, you're the news. This isn't news. It's like, some fucking asshole just made a dumb video and put it online. This isn't news. But they're like, oh, it's trending so big now. It's like, shut your mouth. Shut your goddamn mouth. This is the worst thing ever. And it's not even just like Fox 4. It's fucking all of them, man.
So, make sure you guys check out Lucha Underground this week and NXT.
Yeah, definitely. Are they having a regular NXT show in addition to the Japan show?
Yeah.
Are they? Okay.
Japan show isn't an NXT show.
It's just a WWE show. I see it as an NXT show just because I always see the promo for it on NXT.
Mm-hmm. You didn't see the one on Raw where it's the Beast in the East?
Oh, against Kofi Kingston of all
They don't advertise who he's wrestling. You just say Brock Lesnar's first match since WrestleMania.
No, I haven't. I haven't seen it.
Fuck shit up.
To fucking murder Kofi Kingston. That fucking poor dude. Why'd they fucking do that to him? What did he do?
He claps. That's what he did.
He claps.
RockandWrestlingPodcast.podbean.com is our website. RockandWrestlingPodcast@gmail.com is our email address. @RockWrestlingPC is our Twitter. @SweetJimReaper is Jim's Twitter. @BigNiggerJim
is my fake Twitter that doesn't exist.
Feel free to tweet at that one and say it.
You're fucking way into baseball. Follow good brother @MindTheFishbone.
Yeah. If you like Chiefs, follow @KB4Chiefs.
Mr. Kyle Bessel. Yeah. If you like fucking comedy, if you just want something stupid to make you laugh, follow @TheRockMemes. Because this shit has been cracking me the fuck up ever since Brian showed it to me. It's just like, it's so stupid, the things that he fucking will write on pictures of The Rock, and a lot of it's misspelled, but it's so fucking funny to me.
Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Pod Directory, Podomatic, and other podcasting mediums that you may use, any RSS feeds that you may be able to get access to. This shit is available on that shit. Yep. Make sure you play Batman Arkham Knight and tell me how it is, but don't tell me too much because I'm really sad I can't play it.
I've really been struggling with not watching the walkthroughs.
Me too.
I really want to, but God damn it, I also don't. I entered a contest to win a fucking PS4 Arkham Knight bundle.
Yeah.
On comicbook.com or something like that. And
buy myself one for my birthday.
Yeah. It's a Batman PS4 console.
The silver one?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, guys, fucking pray for your homie, Sweet Jim Reaper, that he fucking wins this thing.
Big nigga.
Because that would be the shit. That would be fucking awesome.
All right. So, for Nigga Jim, I'm Tyler Black. This has been another episode of The Rock
and Wrestling
Podcast.
Hey.
And we'll catch your ass down the motherfucking road.
Catch your ass down the road.
Bitches.